And that's the key to receiving the salvation gift of God, recognizing that you are defeated. You're defeated by the sin in your life that we all inherited from Adam and from Eve. And that no matter how hard we try, no matter what we accomplish, it doesn't bring any satisfaction, doesn't bring any victory, doesn't give any lasting deliverance. So you need to surrender. Turn your life over to Jesus Christ the Lord and allow Him to do His fantastic work of redemption, regeneration, restoration in your life, bringing you to the place that God intended you to be from the very beginning. And if you do that right now by praying this prayer to God, repeating these words after me to God, all those wonderful things and even more, He will begin to bring to fruition in your life. Won't you pray this prayer? No one wants to be outside of the saving grace and the keeping power of Jesus Christ the Lord. You want that assurance that when you breathe your last breath, you're going to pass from this life into the glorious life that God has for you, that overcomes death, hell, and the grave. So won't you pray this prayer? And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His transformation in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, I'm coming to You in the name of Jesus. Thanking You, Lord, for Your deliverance. Thanking You, Lord, for the promise of Your great grace, the abundant life that You alone can give, the victory over sin of the past, sins of the present, and sins of the future, because I can bring all my failures, all my shortcomings to You, and You will receive me and cleanse me and place me on the path of continued victory. Not that I won't fall and fail on occasion, but because of Your word, I can confess those sins and continue my walk of righteousness with You. So I'm thanking You, Lord, for Your gift of salvation, and I'm receiving all that You have for me this day as I allow You to lead me and guide me in the way You would have me to go. And I praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, the God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air at 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800, or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown. Any of those three ways to get in touch with me and say, I give my life to the Lord. I want that material, and it's yours for the asking. No more obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message, so you need to call me while I'm on the air. Our phone number, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. And by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 2156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send it to you, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Maybe we just have to listen to another round of Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton inviting you to come as you are. Please don't put up with tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Never be the same. No, never be the same.
And we pray that you have given your life to Christ and you've come to him. And if so, please give me a call so I can send you that material, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV, as in Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send that material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, it is 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Where has the time gone? I have no clue. But anyway, we have time to get in one more song before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We're going to invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with us as we lift up the prayer requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. Minister Jonathan Butler and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, we continue with gospel with Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor, and this is Coming Back. Yes, he is. That's the good news. Jesus is coming again. Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. The sky will open. We'll see him coming in a cloud. Yes, from every nation. Every knee is gonna bow down. And on that day, we'll rise together. When we hear the trumpet sound, we'll be with him forever. Oh, yeah, yeah. I say, oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Come on. Every knee is gonna bow down. And on that day, we'll rise together. When we hear that trumpet sound, we'll be with him forever. Any day now, he's coming. Any day, yeah, he's coming back for me. It won't be long. He's coming. Won't be long. It's 7:19 here on Sounds of Praise. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests. You can call me at 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I invite the many Christians out there to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. Tamala Mann, front and center as we enter into the When You Pray. And When You Pray segment of the ministry, and this is Take Me to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Take me to the King.
never go through. Never have problems, but believe me, I do. There are some days I feel I'm out of my mind, but I won't let it get me. I won't let it get me.
Yes, I heard him say, come on to me. And I heard him say, this is where you should be.
Sometimes we forget that he loves us truly, and in him there's rest. So if you let him, he can carry the load. He's right there beside you. I just want you to know.
And I heard him say, come on to me. And I heard him say, this is where you should be.
the Lord, what a friend we have in Him. If you haven't started, now let us begin. He can. Oh, He can handle it. Come on, let's pray.
It's 7:30 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for Michelle of Medford. She's going to have a back and leg treatment this Wednesday. And we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf. And even what the doctors and science and medicine can accomplish, that Jesus, the healing Christ, will accomplish in her behalf. Michelle of Medford, who's going to be having back and leg treatments this week. We also have two families that we're praying for. We're praying for the Agard family and the Cummings family. They both have lost loved ones. And we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in the lives of those family members as God strengthens them even during their time of loss. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank you, Lord, that in difficult times like these, when there are situations that we are encountering, which are far greater than we can possibly handle by ourselves, we can bring them all to you. We can look to you in confidence because you said you will hear our prayer as we come boldly before your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we pray, oh Lord, in this situation with Michelle, Lord, and all that she's been going through, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now from your throne of grace, because by your stripes we can attain healing. So we're standing in the gap, interceding in her behalf, praying, oh Lord, that all that she's been going through, you would bring your deliverance, you would bring your victory. May she recognize, oh Lord, that you are there, whether she feels good or whether she's not, that you are constantly with your people. You said you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. And so therefore, Lord, she looks forward to this day and even to the various medical treatments that she's going to receive this week, that you would be there even before the doctors can do anything, and you're going to provide the healing and the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life. In Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for the Cummings and the Agard family who lost loved ones, we pray, O Lord, that you would bless and strengthen them, Lord, during this difficult time. We know, Almighty God, how hard it is to continue on with our everyday activities, even when we've got all of the problems and situations involved with the passing of a loved one. But because we know that these individuals knew you as personal Lord and Savior, we are not concerned about where they are. We know they've received the victory that you alone can give. The abundant life is now being fulfilled in their lives as they rejoice with you in heaven. And so we thank you, Lord, for the end of their journey. And we pray, Lord, we who remain might be strengthened by their lives and encouraged by all that they've accomplished, so that we too might be able to meet them one day around your throne and rejoice with you because of the wondrous things you accomplish in and through our lives. So we pray for the strength that you're going to provide for the members of these two families. Lord, encourage them and make them a blessing in the days which are ahead, so their lives might continue to count for you, and many might be blessed and strengthened and brought into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimonies, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I want to remind you, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Also want to remind you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers the phone, don't worry, just leave a message. We'll get it off our answering system. So You don't have to worry about that. 781-648-5158 for your prayer requests or your praise reports. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And when I receive the prayer requests or the praise reports that are phoned in or written in to us, I'll bring them to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158 when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Okay, let's continue. Gospel with Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. I've been enjoying myself. Hopefully you've been enjoying it too. And we have a few more we can get in before we go off the air at 8. This is Kirk Whalum from the album The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. And this is Africa, Jesus, Africa, here on Sounds of Praise.
I can't tell you how many letters I get from Nigeria and Kenya and Botswana and South Africa and all over the continent. They have been blessed by these CDs and DVD, and we wanted to bless them back. So this is a song called Africa, Jesus, Africa.
Africa, Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Africa, Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Africa, Jesus, Africa.
Come on, man, you sing with us.
Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Africa, Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus.
Across the Indian, where they find find seashells. Just let me reiterate, man, I miss Seychelles and tequila buffoonery. I reaffirm that you booty is someone's home, not a perverse term. So just send me an envelope to both Congos. I'll be sure to hit the bone since they sit real close. Kenya and Uganda, do me a favor, stand up. Put J's in the air for Jesus and let's man up. And flow like the rivers that flow through Morocco. The path that he laid is still clear to follow. We set new standards and we raise the bar. Sierra Leone, three times getting bizarre. Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Mali, and Nigeria. Egypt and Liberia, Niger and Algeria. Sudan, Ethiopia, we all need peace. Cameroon, Sao Tome, and Prince. Rwanda, Somalia, Chad, Tamara, Tanya. The citizens of Park and the hills of the Burundi. Swaziland, Senegal, Ivory Coast. Burkina Faso, Gambia, Togo. Let's pray the inhabitants of the Fort Sudan perceive that calamity's not resolved to amity. I am not negating what those over here, but that's more than just us. Let me make that clear. An example is when Christ climbed up on that cross, and before he enters the world, he defrayed our cost. Either we can accept him or we can reject him. But just know that you still out of mention future dim. Eritrea, Cape Verde, Libya, back Winnie. But we need that Tunisia, we need you, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Stiston.
Africa, Jesus.
Y'all sound so good. Ladies, come on.
Africa, Jesus, Africa.
We need you, Jesus.
Jesus, Africa, Jesus.
Y'all are such a blessing. I love you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. Caleb the Bridge, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back. nothing sure I would murmur when things go wrong. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I won't complain if things go wrong. This is the day, yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
any closer in. Y tú son mi todo, padre. You are my everything. Al tiempo que me equivocaba cuando tenía nada, mi alma estaba tan vacía. But now I finally found what I was missing. Every bitch and every cigarette, and it's still what I'm talking about. It's a love that I can't contain. Something that you just can't explain. Can't hold back and I can't refrain. This guy's in love, it's like pouring rain.
Okay, it's 7:58 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. I want to remind you that next Sunday we plan to be back on Valentine's Sunday with a program entitled The Love of Jesus. And it's all about the love. All about the love of Jesus. That's the title. I knew I'd get it. I put my papers away and I get lost. Okay. Jay's here getting ready for another edition of 1,000 Points of Light. So let's me wrap up things here and pack the bags and move out. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Bantu ya bibe, bantu 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 bantu ya bibe.